talking with an author this morning, Rebecca Warner, who's written the book My Dad, My Dog. It sort of chronicles the journey of a man with Alzheimer's and an elderly dog that are destined to take a similar journey together. Rebecca, thank you for joining us this morning.
Hi, good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
So this is a very personal story that you've turned into a novel. Tell me about that process, and if you could.
Oh, okay. Well, I should say that people are thinking this is a memoir, but it's really not. It's a fiction book because, yes, Joe is the character in the book who is truly my dad, and Nick is the dog, but my dad never lived with me, and I was never his full-time caregiver. He lived in an assisted living, and they took exquisite care of him. I saw him every day, day in, day out, year after year, took care of everything that he needed. And after he passed away, he and my dog passed away very close to each other in time. I started thinking about how our relationship, how everything would have been different if Dad had lived with us, and that's how I conceived of the idea. So I had to come up with a story that would move Dad into the home with Rachel Morgan, her husband David, and their dog Nick, their big black lab. And so Rachel and David are not doing well financially, can no longer afford to keep him in his posh assisted living and move him in, and that's where the story really gets going, gets interesting, because she's dedicated to being his caregiver, and she runs into an unexpected complication when she moves him in, and that is that her normally sweet-natured dad, who is a former mailman who experienced too many run-ins with biting dogs, wants nothing to do with the big black lab, and she had anticipated there being good friends, good companions, helping each other as they're both elderly. The dog is elderly. Her father has Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, diabetes, and but they want nothing to do with each other. So she has to tend to them separately, loves them very much, and realizes that these two souls whom she loves dearly are on the same journey. And she realizes she must bring them together so that they can take this journey together with the expectation of their alleviating the loneliness and fear along the way. And so it's just a family story of love and commitment and getting through difficult times together with a lot of love and humor and laughter and joy.
Because of your own experience, did you find sort of writing this sort of a little bit of a therapy, or at least another way to kind of express what you may have been feeling during that time?
Oh, absolutely. Because even though it's fiction, there was all of the love and attachment I felt for my dad was very real, and it was poured into the fiction prose. It's a story, but the emotions were very real. And yes, it was a little more tricky than I thought, writing it and going through the process again of watching him age. And what was really remarkable was the last year of his life and the last year of my dog's life, I started noticing these similarities. And it would surprise me. Dad may be getting extra therapy because of problems with his hips, and my dog was developing hip dysplasia, and also the dementia, the decline. It was so interesting it was surprising to see my dog develop dementia, and you know, our pets can develop dementia. They have great lives. They tend to live longer. They're in comfortable homes and get vet visits, so they live longer, and they develop dementia. So both of these things were happening with my dad and my dog in that last year. And so everything, all of the emotions there are real. They're chronicled. Circumstances are fictitious. But I just wrapped all of that into the novel. But it was an emotional ride.
Let's talk a little bit maybe about some of the response, or maybe your responsibility when you're writing something about Alzheimer's, to sort of be true to that and allow others who maybe are experiencing that to see themselves in it, or, you know, sort of feel that they're not alone in the journey.
Oh, well, that's really important. There's some great support groups out there for Alzheimer's, but one of the major emphasis here for me was caregiving and to bring into the light the difficulty of being an in-home caregiver. And I had to, because I was not an in-home caregiver, I spent a great deal of time talking to some really amazing people. It was emotional. It was difficult to listen to some of what they went through because it is a real labor of love. And there are many people who do tend to parents with Alzheimer's in their own home, and it can be very challenging. And it's amazing how many people are doing it, really. According to AARP, there are nearly 53 million Americans providing home care and to an aging or ailing parent. And that's one-sixth of the population. And if you've never done it before, if you've never been a caregiver, it is a shocking thing to go through, especially with Alzheimer's. I've been following some groups on Facebook because of what we're going through with COVID. There's much more awareness about the need for caregiving, and many people are taking their parents or grandparents out of nursing homes, bringing them into their home, the fear of COVID killing them, and also the isolation because they haven't been able to see them for many years. Excuse me, for many months, not touch them, not talk to them face-to-face. So it's kind of a crisis right now, this caregiving crisis, and it's something that I'm advocating that I think in-home caregivers should be paid for what they do. But Alzheimer's is a particularly difficult one, and there are many things in the book that address Alzheimer's. And though it's not a medical tome and you're not going to get all of the specifics and scientific and medical descriptions, it does talk about the different stages and how it affects the patient and what happens as it progresses.
Rebecca, what plays into the connection between a dog and a human, especially with, you know, the situation laid out in the book with real life situations similar? You know, what makes a dog such a perfect companion? You hear all the time about, you know, oh, the, you know, man's best friend, and I have two dogs myself, so I certainly understand, but I'm curious what your input is on it there.
Well, in this particular case, well, in any case, where there's love between humans and their pets, dogs or cats, there's such a give and take of emotional support, not to mention the actual physical comfort and health benefits, which both get from a relationship. There's also, and it's emphasized in the book, the communication that can take place silently because Joe couldn't speak that well all the time to say what he was thinking, and the dog certainly couldn't, but there were developed a bond and communication and closeness, and I think that that's a really important thing as far as having an animal in your life, just the support, especially under these circumstances. And one Goodreads reviewer said it very well, that the book was a powerful tribute to the contribution which animals make to human well-being. The biggest message is one of love and the joy of friendship, which transcends species. And I think that was a beautiful way to say it. And that's what had to happen here. These two beings who were at odds with each other developed a relationship, and Rachel had to facilitate the development of that relationship so that the fear was gone and the trust was built. And yes, indeed, they did find that they were traveling the same path, and it made it much better for both of them.
We are talking today with Rebecca Warner about the book, her book, My Dad, My Dog. It's a story of an Alzheimer's afflicted dad and an elderly dog as they overcome their fears and build a trusting friendship. What we didn't get the dog's name. What's the dog's name in this?
Nick. And I did retain the real names, Joe and Nick. So it kind of is a confusing, maybe, that it is a fiction book. But again, because my dad never lived with me, I had to do a lot of research, dealt with a local organization here, Memory Care, that does a lot for the Alzheimer's community, family, those afflicted, and those who are being caregivers, and speaking to a lot of people who had done caregiving in their lifetimes. And it was an emotional journey, but it was one worth taking. And it was cathartic. And I will also say that I think it is helping, or at least affecting in a very nice way, some of the readers. If I may say this, we all go on these journeys. We have our own, the people we love in our lives, animals we love, and we care for them, and the inevitable happens. And one reviewer said, "I applaud the author for helping me release the emotions I had held on to for precious life all these years for fear of losing the memories of my loved ones. This read helped me accept and move on, gave me calm and peace and serenity at heart." And to me, that is something that was very gratifying, because many people have had loss, and getting through it is different for everyone. And if this book can touch people in that way, it means a great deal to me. And then there are other people who are just going to love the story, I hope, of Joe and Nick and the family, and the wonderful moments of humor and caring and family and fun and ups and downs and trials and triumphs and all of the things that go into any family dynamic.
You know, those kind words from that person are kind of the reason why you become an author, of what you try to do to have impact, or at least let them, your story that you have, impact them in their own individual way. You mentioned you mentioned humor. I'm curious if you could share any maybe a humorous element you put in the story, or something that you kind of relate between Nick and Joe.
Oh, yes. The humor comes really in what actually brings them together is they both love food. Have you ever had to laugh? They'll eat anything. and Joe, who was in the Army, World War II veteran, 82nd Airborne, war hero, he learned to eat anything. And so these two had a love of food, and there are just different instances in the book where food is a bond, and also therapy, because Dad gets in home therapy, and Nick starts doing the therapy with him, and it just turns into another comical episode of how they are mincing around the room together doing their therapy, and they form a bond that way, too. And just some of these, and also Joe in real life had a great sense of humor, and labs are just by nature so delightfully funny. They're just kind of goofy and warm hearts and so happy with their people, and so there were a lot of light and lovely moments in there, too.
What was it like to write for a dog? I don't know if you've done any animal other things in other of your books or whatever, but was that a different challenge for you?
Well, I thank you for asking that question, because I originally started to write it where I was going to have their thoughts, Joe's and Nick's, as part of the book, and I thought, I really can't write dog language. So it was more about how the when the dog is integral to your family and a part of it, you're just so aware of its emotions and actions and reactions, and so you're able to write for the dog what he means and what he says and what he's doing in a certain circumstance and what he's trying to tell you. And it just comes from living with dogs having so many dogs for so many years. You have two dogs. Don't your dogs let you know what they want?
Sure. Belly rubs, food, and I want to get out.
That's it. That's the life of a dog. They're right. Very happy with those. Belly rubs especially.
Sure, yeah. Though sometimes they stare at me with the head turned just, you know, cocked slightly, and I'm thinking, what did I do? What do you want? It's funny how
you ask the dogs
the questions like that. What do you want? And expecting some answer.
Right, like they're going to be able to answer you.
Right.
And you wish they could sometimes. And I love that what you're talking about with their head cocked. Yes, like, okay, what's next? Or what are you doing now? Or why aren't you doing what I want you to do? And you know that they're saying that to you, but just don't quite know how to figure out everything.
Right, exactly. The book is My Dad, My Dog, our guest this morning, Rebecca Warner. People want to get a hold of this or just maybe follow along on this journey, where's a good place to get some details on that?
Oh, thank you for asking. The easiest thing is to Google Rebecca Warner author, but also I'm on Amazon, BookBub, Instagram, every social media platform, of course, Facebook, but and my website is RebeccaJWarner.com, and this is my fourth book, so you can become aware of the kind of books I've written before and how they have influenced me in continuing to write, and so it's I appreciate the opportunity for me to let your listeners know where they can find Rebecca Warner and Joe and Nick and My Dad, My Dog.
Sounds great. We appreciate your time this morning, Rebecca. It was fun talking
with
you today.
Bruce, thank you so much for having me.
Thanks.
I appreciate it.
Have a good
day. Have a great day.
Thanks. Bye-bye.